The Milwaukee County executive position is officially nonpartisan, but backers of philanthropist Chris Abele tried to link GOP Assemblyman Jeff Stone to Governor Scott Walker. It helped that Stone voted twice for Walker's controversial budget repair bill and that Walker helped Stone raise money. But after declaring victory last night, Abele said the vote wasn't necessarily a referendum on the governor.
I'm not really sure. I think it's a vote for change and doing things differently. I think people have been talking about the problems we talked about in this campaign for 10 years, and we've seen what the same approach has gotten us.
Abele says he'll move ahead with changes to the county's mental health unit, transportation needs, and other issues that he says Scott Walker neglected when Walker ran Milwaukee County. But Abele says proposed cuts in the governor's two-year state budget plan could mean more problems. While Abele says he hopes to work with all sides on county and state finances, State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate takes a more partisan tone to last night's results, noting that besides Abele's win, former Democratic lawmakers Joe Parisi won the executive post in Dane County, and Tom Nelson did so in Outagamie County.
Two of those three counties were used to be run by Republicans. This is a ground-swelling shift in how Wisconsin is governed right now.
Representative Stone promises to help Chris Abele work on Milwaukee County's problems, but Stone will have to do that from his state assembly job in Madison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.